Shalom, everybody. In the very beginning of this week's parasha, Moshe is told to build the Mishkan. And in order to build the Mishkan, B'nai Yisrael were told and encouraged to donate all of the materials necessary to build the Mishkan. The Torah says in the beginning of Perek Hafei that B'nai Yisrael needed to donate Zahav, Vachesef, Unechoshes, gold, silver, copper. They had to donate Tcheles, V'argaman, Tola, Shani, Sheish, V'izim, blue yarn, purple yarn, crimson yarn, all of the materials necessary to build the Mishkan. However, there are two ingredients that are mentioned in this list that do not seem to belong here. In Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Vav, right in the middle of the other materials necessary to build the Mishkan, the Torah says that B'nai Yisrael will also need Shemen Lama'or B'samim L'Shemen HaMishcha V'lik Torah HaSamim. The Torah says that they'll also need oil for lighting and K'tores, spices for the anointing oil, and also for the sweet-smelling ktores, the aromatic incense. But why would the Torah put these two ingredients in the list of building materials? Oil and ktores are needed for the operation of the Mishkan and of the Mikdash, but they're not needed for the construction. And not only that, but if the Torah was indeed going to list those items necessary for the operation of the Mishkan, why stop at the oil and the incense? Why not mention the wood that's needed on the Mizbeach for the Korbanos, or the animals that were needed for the Korbanos? And what about the Lechem Apanim, and on and on? Why were the oil and the Ketores mentioned here? These questions were asked by the Da'as Zakenim. The Da'as Zakenim is a Perush on the Chumash written by the Ba'alei Tosfos in the 12th and 13th centuries. The Da'as Zakenim on our Pasuk says that these two ingredients, oil and ketores, were not just used in the operation of the Mishkan, but also in the construction. And how? In a king's palace, before the king enters his palace, after it's been built, pleasant smelling spices must be scattered to dissipate unpleasant odors that might have accumulated during the construction of the palace. And therefore, says the Da'as Zakenim, we must do the same thing when building the Mishkan before the Shechina dwells there. And the same is true of the oils. Yes, oils were used to anoint all of the kelim in the Mishkan before they could be used. But not only that, lighting the menorah wasn't needed for physical illumination in the Mishkan. It was reflective of the kavod we give to the Shechina in the Mishkan. Lights are lit before the king comes in, not after the king comes in. And that's what the Da'as Zakenim says is the reason that oil and ketores are listed in the materials needed to build the Mishkan. But what does that mean, and how does it answer the question? Making a nice smell or making nice light in the Mishkan are very nice, but how are they related to the construction of the Mishkan? The Da'as Zakenim is explained beautifully by Rav Baruch Simon Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University, in his Sefer on the Chumash, Imrei Baruch in Ma'amar Gimel. Says Rav Simon, there are two elements, two components to the construction of the Mishkan. One element is the actual physical construction of the Mishkan, and that needs the beams and the gold and the silver, all that's needed for the physical construction of the Mishkan. But there's another element of the building of the Mishkan, and that's what we are obligated to make the Mishkan look nice, be nice. It has to have an avira and an atmosphere of beauty and kavod. Hashem doesn't need that, but we need that. Our environment and our atmosphere are critically important. Our surroundings impact everything we do, especially in our avodas Hashem. And therefore, as part of the very construction of the Mishkan, before we can even begin the avoda, we must ensure that the environment is proper. Just like the Da'as Zakenim said about welcoming the king into his palace, we too must welcome our king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into his home, so to speak. Of course, Hashem is everywhere. But we humans need to act in a way where we remind ourselves and others that we must create and sustain a godly environment, a holy environment that's worthy, so to speak, of Hashem's Shechina. And when we come to the Mishkan, or when we come to the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, we are and we will be inspired by the Avira, we're inspired by the Kedusha, by the Tara, and we take that inspiration and we bring it back into our homes, into our families, into ourselves, in our own lives. Now, Rav Simon does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that this idea explains the next pasuk as well. The next pasuk also describes ingredients that are not used in the construction of the Mishkan. The next pasuk says that B'nai Yisrael must bring avnei shoham v'avnei miluim la'ifod v'lachoshen. They must donate special jewels for the Kohen Gadol's clothing. Again, These are seemingly not part of the construction of the Mishkan. But based on what the Das Akenim says, as understood by Rav Simon, these psukim fit very nicely. The names of the Shvatim, all of the Shvatim, were engraved on those special stones. They were worn by the Kohen Gadol every time he did the Avoda. And this too is a component of the construction of the Mishkan. In order to build a place that is worthy of the Shekhinah, in order to build a place that has the proper environment and avira, you have to remember and you have to remind others that the Shvatim, all the Shvatim, all of Bnei Israel are to be included. Nobody gets left behind. Everyone is part of the Avoda. And when we are together, when we are all together, then the place is truly a positive place, a place that is worthy of the dwelling of the Shekhinah. Have an amazing day, everyone.